Medicaid is one of the biggest expenses most states have, and as we just heard, many states are saying they can't afford the program. We're going to be revisiting the Medicaid issue in the coming weeks, so we thought a refresher on the basics of how it works might be in order. Tim Westmoreland used to run the federal portion of the Medicaid program. Now he's a research professor of public policy at Georgetown University. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for inviting me.
First of all, who does Medicaid cover?
Medicaid is the American program to provide health insurance for some low-income people. Now, I say some quickly because it's not everyone. You have to be very low-income and a member of a family with children, very low-income and a senior citizen over 65, or very low-income and totally disabled, unable to work. If you don't meet those categories or a few other special niches, Medicaid's not available for you, no matter how poor you are.
And what do you mean, very low income?
Very low income will vary state by state, but it can be as low as $5,000 a year. And if you make $5,001, you're too affluent for the Medicaid program.
And how is it financed? It's not the same as Medicare, right?
No.
Let's distinguish between those two programs, first of all.
Medicare is a federal program, and it's financed 100% with federal money from various sources. Medicaid, and it's the distinguishing characteristic, is a joint federal and state program. The federal government provides matching payments to states because of that joint administration. There's a wide variation in coverage and benefits and payment levels from state to state. And also, Medicaid has become a huge portion of most states' budgets. It averages about 15% of the state's budget and is the largest federal contribution to most states. The federal amount to each state is based on how relatively affluent the state is. It can be a minimum of 50% for the more affluent states where the feds give $1 for every state dollar, and it can go all the way up to 80% of the poorest states.
How much does the program cost in a year?
Federal and state share combined is about $200 billion.
Mm-hmm. Give us a sense of what is covered under Medicaid.
Medicaid covers pregnancy. Medicaid covers child health. In addition to those basic things, which are the things that most people think of for Medicaid, it is the largest provider of nursing home coverage in the country, probably in the world, and it's probably the largest purchaser of prescription drugs. Now, I highlight those for you because Medicare, which everyone thinks of as the program for the elderly, covers neither nursing home care in general nor prescription drugs. So low-income seniors who are trying to make ends meet end up having to look to Medicaid as well.
In a number of welfare programs, there's coverage for women and children, and men's coverage is restricted or non-existent. Are men covered under Medicaid?
Men can be covered if they're a member of a family with dependent children. You can have a two-parent family and be in Medicaid. Men are covered if they're senior citizens over the age of 65, and men can be covered if they're totally disabled. Childless adults, which is the magic phrase that we use for people who don't meet any of those other criteria, are in most states, virtually all states, out of luck, no matter how poor.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Tim Westmoreland used to run the federal portion of the Medicaid program. Now he's a visiting professor at Georgetown University. And there's more on the Medicaid crisis on our website, npr.org.